بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون صدق الله العظيم علماء الكرام listen dear brothers presently we find the ummah of Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام to a certain extent different parts of the world are in a crisis, identity crisis. To identify, really, where do we belong? And who are we? What's the purpose of our existence? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us into this world? What is the direction? What is the goal? It's an identity crisis. First, to identify myself. What is my status in the eyes of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tawheed, the oneness of Allah, the grandeur of Allah, majesty of Allah, the commands of Allah, the rules, regulations of Sharia, where does this feature in my life? To identify myself, my creator, and to identify the purpose of my life, what is right, what is wrong. We know in this silly season right now, this compass of identification, which should be facing towards the Qibla and the Baytullah every second of my life. Sometimes instead of north-east or north-west, the compass of my life goes all the way to the west. Then I lose my identity. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam was sent as Imamul Mursaleen, Sayyidul Anbiya. The night of Mi'raj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stamped, engraved the status of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam till Qiyamah and beyond that. That you are Imamul Mursaleen, you made the Imamah of all Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam, you are the leader. And your nation, khayra ummah, the best of people. What is our identity? We are the best of nations, given the best of Imams. The best of nations, the best of leaders, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have been sent to make Imamah and to lead the world to salvation and to Jannah. Not to follow. The entire world right now is in existence because of the Muslim Ummah. That is our status. The day the Ummah will no more exist, they will cease to exist, not one kalima parne wala. That one person reciting kalima, this world will come to an end. All the holiday making, all the importing, exporting, traveling, vacations, holidays, all the merry making, whatever we find happening in the world right now, which is the tariqah, the style, the trend for the non-Muslims. We are the imams of the time. But now what has happened? The blind have become the imams and the seeing has become the followers. We are the people of seeing of sight. We can see Quran Sharif, we can hear Quran. We have the guidance. But we have become the followers. We have dropped our own status. Nobody likes to downgrade. We all want to upgrade. We have been given a permanent upgrade by Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have a complete lifestyle. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains, أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرُ وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ. The clock of our life is ticking, is ticking for us. Our plan right now, December in reality, is for Ramadan. That's our calendar. Ramadan is coming. It's not a new year. Our new year is Muharram. As ulama explained, Muharram means something which is honorable. Allah starts our year with honor. Hajj just came to an end. Before that was Ramadan. Now start the new year with honor. Not with January. As the Wadaad al-Shaykh Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahimullah used to say, that they say January, but in Urdu you say January. Like how we say in Gujati, Janawar, is an animal. We see on that night also what happens to the Ummah also. Those are supposed to be the Imams and the leaders. They also become blind. Our New Year Muharram, we start with honor, not with acts of animalism. Where zina becomes rife, drugs become rife, you can't recognize your wife or your mother or your sister. In the days of Jahiliyyah, Allah says in Quran, أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ. Allah primarily this ayat is addressed to the kuffar when they will be thrown into the fire of Jahannam. But the words are am in general for the ummah also. Allah will ask, haven't we given you enough life, enough years in this worldly life? Allah will ask. And we ask also with children, what haven't I given you? What don't you have? Allah will ask, haven't I given you enough life? Enough years in the world? أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرَ. Those amount of years in which if anyone wanted to take a lesson, you were enough years to take a lesson. To take heed to wake up. To wake up. And to take heed of the commands of Allah, the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Recently one doctor explained to me, he said, Mufti Sahib, understand the journey of life. And he illustrated, just to explain, on a piece of page he drew two X's, the letter X, X, Y, Z. So one X on one side, another X on the other side, on the piece of page. And he drew a line from one X to the other. And he says, understand, the first X is your birth. And the one at the end is your death. Now you take a circle and you draw in the line right now where you are. On this line, are you nearer to your birth or nearer to the death? You put the mark there and you know now how many years you got left. Where do you put the circle? He said, where do you put the circle? He said, just before this I asked a man, he was in his late 50s, he put that circle nearer to his end. He says, now forget the past, make tawbah. This is how much you got left. Now put your foot down. Now how much durood sharif you can read it? How much you can abstain from sins? Abstain. Make tawbah and nasuha. Such tawbah nasuha means that when the milk leaves the udders of the milk, it cannot go back. This is tawbah and nasuha. Ya Allah, I made tawbah. Sincere tawbah, not to go back. Allah will ask you, give you all the years in this world to take lesson, to take heed. Ibn Hussein, Zain al-Abidin, rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, what is this age Allah talks about? We gave you the years. How many years? He says 17 years. Allah gives 17 years. By that time already Allah has given you the discretion within you to understand this is right and this is wrong. Even there was no Shariat also. You know, stealing is not right. Zina is not right. To take drugs is not right. Naturally a man will understand that these things are evil. Without Shariat also. Qatada says 18 years old. Some say 17. Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma and other sahaba radiyallahu anhum, they will say age of 40 or 60. By then there's enough proof against you. Allah has enough proof against you. Within 40 years you should have known already what you have to do. And by 60, now the proof is tam and complete. Allah's case is closed against you. You didn't stop still, you still went on. When the silly season came, you also became silly. Allah said, my case is closed. I gave you enough years. وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ. And Allah says, the warners came to you. The warner came to you. What is the warner? Mufassirin say, commentators of Quran say, primarily it refers to the Anbiya and the messengers of Allah. I sent my most chosen beloved to you to warn you. With compassion, then make tawbah, change your ways, give it up. Take out the haram gadgets. Now in the season we are giving our children haram gadgets, where and where they're not going on to. What and what the youngsters aren't doing. Parents are complacent. They trust, you say, I trust my son. It'll never happen. My daughter, never. But it's happening, my dear brothers. The youngsters are coming and speaking to us. Please don't tell my father I'm not straight. I'm in love with another boy. Don't tell my father. They can't talk to the parents. Parents don't have the time. Just take their gadgets. The parents are coming, go out. My son, alhamdulillah, I gave him the best. He won't do anything wrong. He won't do anything wrong. Allah says, the warners came. And we send the children, I'm warning you, don't do the wrong. Allah says, I send the warners. Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam. Then the Quran Sharif. And then Mufassirin say, as the last warner, Allah sends a grey hair. Now my case is complete. The grey hair, I give you so much of life, now the hair has turned grey and white. Now you have no case against me. Allah says complete. But here Mufassirin say, Allah says, I've given you years, I've given you life. And the warners have come also. The warners have come and I have given you life. What is the link with life and the warners? They say every day is a warning also. Every sunrise, every sunset is a warning. You still didn't get up for Fajr Namaz, be warned. You didn't get up still. You say it's too early. Can't make it for Fajr. Let the shop alarm go on. We have to program the alarm for the shop every morning 4 o'clock. So I will wake up. Person can get up, he has the himmat, he has the courage. Ulama say, if a person has the courage to break the command of Allah, knowing that most probably he will get caught, but he still makes a plan. How will sneak out on the 31st and do the haram activities? If he has so much of guts and so much of himmat and so much of courage to do the wrong, knowing I will be taken to task, that is proof enough to say you have the guts to do the right also. But you haven't summed up the guts and courage. If your nafs has so much of himmat and courage to break the command of Allah, knowing my Allah is watching me right now, Allah's camera is on my camera. Allah's camera is on my camera. Allah knows kha'inat al-a'yun, the treachery of the eye. If I can do the haram, it means I have enough guts in me, enough courage in me to obey my Allah also. For this, our mashayikh say, in every dua, say to Allah, Ya Allah, I am your slave, you are my master. Ya Allah, I am your slave, you are my master. Ya Allah, I am your slave, you are my master and I love to be your slave. And make me your complete slave. Make this dua to Allah, Ya Allah, I want to be your complete slave, head to toe. We have to say it, because they explain that in regards to the world, Islam will not dominate always. This is not the system of Allah. It all depends on the amal of the ummah. وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ Allah said, the days will come, things will change. Different nations will dominate as we see the period we are born in right now. As one alim says, how unfortunate. So to say, we were not born in that zamana period of time where Islam dominated. Where you could have seen the shan of the Muslims. The pure environment of haya, sharam, modesty. We saw a little in our grandparents, in our grandmothers. They may not have had parada and hijab, but they had sharam. So we missed a period of time. So we're trying to foot our deen in here and there a little bit. But when the days will change, and they say when a nation will begin to dominate, then would their dominion and dominating nature, whether it be economically, whether it be scientifically, technology, educationally, they're dominating. They will export their culture. And they will make you feel inferior. That your culture, your sunnah doesn't fit in this time. Follow us. Follow us. That's why they have in every app, follow and like, follow and like. Every time we follow and like, we're going away from Madinah Munawwarah. We're going more to the west. The Qibla has changed. And whoever you will emulate, you will be raised with them on the day of Qiyamah. You will be raised with them on the day of Qiyamah. They will dominate. This is when the Ummah should be so careful. They should be so careful that the dominating powers do not dominate our deen also. That we want to coexist with everyone. But there is no interfaith or multi-faith. There is no Christmas, there is no New Year's. We have Ramadan, we have Hajj, we have Muharram, we have different seasons in the Islamic calendar. But when they will export their culture, their trend, their fashion, then the ummah will be in an identity crisis. How do I dress now? The woman will be in a crisis. How do I have my walima of my son or my daughter? How do I have the wedding? When do I celebrate? Every sunset, every sunrise, every day, change of season is a warner. That birthday is a terrifying warner. Is that a time to celebrate? That New Year's is a terrifying warner that you lost 1 year already. I put my hand in my pocket, and the 100 rand I had, there is no more there. Where it went to? Where it went to? Person already shaken up, where the money went to? I lost 100 rand. It doesn't celebrate. I lost 1 year of my life. 1 year has passed. It's terrifying. Ya Allah, how many qaza, how many salah I missed for the year? How many amal I missed for the year? My Quran tilawat. Just as comes to mind, I will share it very quickly. Just our Quran tilawat. Maktab, is that only for the children? For the adults also. Allah give us tawfiq. In Umrah recently, in the Haram of Madina Munawwara, a youngster comes and sits next to me. Simple youngster from India. Won't give him a second look. He has a little bag with him, travel agent bag with the name, which travel agent he came with. Wearing a tight pants, kurta pants, simple with a pink kurta, sits next to me. With excitement, he opens his bag, takes out his big copy of Yasin Sharif, which we use for janaza usually at the Mayyit house. I began my Quran tilawat. I'm looking at him, he's reading his Yasin Sharif, and he's enjoying himself after Fajr Salah. I finished quarter para, he's only in the second page. I finished half para, I finished 3-4 pages. I finished the whole para, 25 minutes, he's reading Yasin Sharif. Then finally he finished it, 25 minutes for one Yasin only. I was compelled to ask him, say, Bhai Sahab, aap kahan se, where are you from? I'm from India. I said, so long to read Yasin Sharif? Say, main itna hushyar nahi hoon. I'm not so clever. In school I failed also. Couldn't read Urdu, couldn't read Hindi, couldn't read English. Maktab too I failed. Bas ek cheez maine sikha, Yasin Sharif. I only learned one thing, Yasin Sharif. Aur rozana padhta hoon, I read every day. My father passed away for him, 25 minutes only for Yasin. Only for Yasin. Come to Makkatul Mukarrama, finished Umrah, go to the barber. They're busy. Late at night, go to cut my hair. The youngster with his original virgin beard, surma in his eyes, he is from Delhi. Takes out the razor, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And as he begins to shave the head, he starts, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Tabarak Alladhi Biyadihil Mulk. He started this Tabarak. By the time he finished cut my hair, he finished his Tabarak for the night. I said, Bhai Sahab, you're a Hafiz of Quran, is his name. So how you learn the Tabarak then? So I read every night. Busy man in the barber shop near the Haram. In reality, his heart was in the Haram. His heart was in the Haram. How you learn Tabarak then? So I can't sleep at night. I can't sleep at night, so I put it on my cell phone and I learnt it like that. For us who take stock, am I reading my night surahs, my Quran tilawat? And that young girl in Karachi, she was a maid, a Masi, we call them, living in one of the houses, affluent people. It was a rainy day. She couldn't go back home. She tells the young girl writes this incident, she says, I plopped into my bed with my new novel and the coffee in my hand, celebration. This is now the Western culture dominating us. She said, I sat down there and I see this young girl, and I'm sure she's illiterate. She's looking outside. Then she turns to me. She says, Ma, can I borrow your Quran Sharif? She says, like a thunderbolt hit my heart. I'm sitting with my coffee in my hand and a new novel, and she wants a Quran Sharif. I know she carried the Quran. She's been working here so many years. She said, I go to the shelf. So many copies of Quran. I take out the one that belongs to me. I have to take out a piece of tissue to wipe the dust of the Quran Sharif. This girl goes to make wuzu. She comes back. She sits down. She says, I give her the Quran. And I'm looking at her. How is she going to read this Quran? She opens it the wrong side way. Upside down. She says, I want to laugh at her. But she wants to read. After some time, she turns the pages. She turns the Quran around. And she begins to read. Her lips are moving. She says, I have to ask her. Quran par sakti ho. Can you read Quran Sharif? She says, no, I can't read. I can't read Quran. So what are you doing then? She says, every day for 1 hour I sit with the Quran Sharif. For example, Lantana, Yasin, we know Yasin. She says, I take my finger and I trace the letters only for 1 hour. And I make dua in my heart, and tears came to her eyes that one day my Allah will teach me to read Quran Sharif. Is that a new year for us? Our new year is I learn my Yasin, I learn my Tabarak, I went to the local Imam, I can read my Quran. The Western culture will take our identity away. Our identities, we are Muhammadis. We belong to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our youngsters, keep them at home. Send them to the mashayikh. We have a short time in this worldly life, my dear brothers. Make tawbah. At least if we can't do it, this is solidarity with the people of Gaza, our brothers. If I can't do it for them, when am I going to do it? Ya Allah, I won't do the sin. And ya Allah, the barakat of that sin, the malaika to Gaza. The malaika of rahmat that I do right now because of not being the guna, ya Allah, send them there. Protect our mothers and sisters. Let them open their wings for them, to comfort them. We are sitting in luxury today. We don't know how to spend it today. Allah Ta'ala, give us the himmat and tawfiq to bring deen into our lives. Wa akhiru ta'ala, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.